for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Immigration advocates host a workshop on ICE and migrant rights in Harrisonburg. Meanwhile, some members of a church in North Carolina traveled to Farmville to protest a migrant detention center there. And a federal court deals another setback to the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, July 29th. Immigration advocates hosted an event that brought about 60 people to Asbury United Methodist Church in Harrisonburg on Saturday. The gathering focused on immigrant rights and the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, in the Shenandoah Valley. WMRA's Calvin Pinn reports.
The song you're hearing roughly translates to tear down the fence, and that set the tone at Asbury Methodist Church on Saturday. This was the first event in a campaign Fuego has launched to discourage local police and business collaboration with ICE, and encourage the community to peacefully resist the agency's operations in Harrisonburg and Rockingham County.
And we want them to exercise their power in order to defend their neighbors and people that belong to our community as well.
That's Boris Ozuna, the lead coordinator for Fuego, which stands for Friends United for Equity and Grassroots Organizing. The main function of Saturday's gathering was to strengthen local rapid response networks and educate the community about the effects of immigration policies.
It's taking those two steps, steps about our the history of migration and systemic racism in this country, and steps about protecting our community and those who are at risk here.
A paper banner showing the history of U.S. immigration policy spanned the room, where people could share where their family's stories fit in that timeline. Later, they formed a human chain while chanting, "We shall not be moved," or in Spanish. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.
Meanwhile, about 60 people from North Carolina traveled to Farmville to protest outside of a privately owned detention center for migrants. WRAL-TV reports that members of the Pullen Memorial Baptist Church traveled from Raleigh to Farmville on Saturday to pray and demonstrate outside the facility. Pastor Nancy Petty said people held there are fleeing violence and persecution. She said the United States must find a different way to respond to refugees. She said members of the church were moved to take their beliefs on the road in protest. A U.S. appeals court on Friday tossed out a key permit for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline that deals with the project's effects on threatened or endangered species. The court said the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service had apparently, quote, lost sight of its mandate. A three-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals wrote that the agency had made decisions that were, quote, arbitrary and capricious in its authorization for the pipeline. The decision is the latest in a series of legal setbacks for the 600-mile pipeline, the construction of which has been on hold since December. The project to carry natural gas from West Virginia into Virginia and North Carolina is years behind schedule, and its total cost has increased by about $2 billion. The appeal dealt with four threatened species: the rusty-patched bumblebee, the clubshell, which is a mussel, the Indiana bat, and the Madison Cave isopod, which is a crustacean. A recent court ruling in Norfolk casts doubt on the lawsuit over removing Confederate monuments in Charlottesville. A judge recently dismissed a similar lawsuit by activists who wanted to move a Confederate monument in Norfolk. That ruling makes one of the remaining defense arguments for Charlottesville City Council's vote to remove two Confederate statues look more uncertain. The Daily Progress reports most of the major issues have been ruled on, but a defense argument that the statues violate the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment remains. Still, a University of Virginia law professor says there are some differences in the cases. Richard Schrager says arguments in the Norfolk case came from activists in a civil complaint, but the Charlottesville arguments came from the city and its counselors. He says the question of standing or who has the right to be in court, it's not quite the same, and that can make a difference in the Charlottesville case. Academics, lawmakers, dignitaries, and President Donald Trump will gather in Williamsburg this week for events celebrating the beginnings of American democracy four centuries ago. Tuesday marks the 400th anniversary of the first meeting of the House of Burgesses in 1619 at Jamestown, the first permanent English colony in North America. The House of Burgesses was the first representative legislative assembly in the Western Hemisphere. Today's Virginia General Assembly is considered the oldest continuously operating legislative body in North America. The event comes at a time of heightened election year partisanship in Virginia. Some Democratic lawmakers threatened to boycott the event when they learned that President Trump would attend the ceremonies. Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, a descendant of slaves and the second African-American to ever win statewide office in Virginia, has broken with fellow Democrats and said he will attend. Finally today, campaign finance disclosures show business groups and corporations are donating to Republican incumbents in this year's General Assembly races. But as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, Democrats are leading in small dollar donations.
Less than $100. That's the threshold for a small dollar donation, the celebrated political campaign contribution that many believe is the hallmark of support from the people. According to campaign finance records posted to the Virginia Public Access Project, Democrats are leading the field for small dollar donations. Democrats like the one running against Republican Majority Leader Todd Gilbert. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says it's a sign of strength for Democrats.
Small donor donations come from a lot of hard work and a lot of reaching people. And it's clear that the Democrats have particular candidates that are getting a lot of attention from those small donors.
Jeremy Mayer at George Mason University says small dollar donors are contributing against Republican incumbents because they want change.
People who make small dollar donations in today's environment tend to be passionate about politics. They tend to want change. They tend to be angrier than the average person.
On the other end of the spectrum are big business and corporations, big pharma and high interest lenders. They're funding Republican incumbents who sit on committees that oversee their industries. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Monday.